Hello, Craig.
Hello, Craig. Okay, so it's time for some Fat Man talk because we love to
Absolutely.
talk food, right?
Yeah, and it's been a while since we've talked about food on mic.
And we love to talk about trash food. And what's trashier food than fast food, right?
Literal food from the garbage, but go on.
Hey, wait a minute. Wendy's is starting to, is looking to do a thing. They wanted to do surge pricing at restaurants.
Oh, interesting.
That makes me not want to ever go to Wendy's again. What about you?
Yeah, no. No, thank you.
So basically, surge pricing is as demand goes up, the price goes up. Uber does this, and the rideshare companies do this. Where things are getting crazy, or if there's like a big event, that it'll jump up the prices because they can, right?
Yeah. I, in general, think that surge pricing is bullshit for almost any occasion. It makes the most sense to me for very limited services like ride shares or something like that. And even then, I still think it's kind of scammy. But, you can explain that logic to me and I'll just like shrug my shoulders and be like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, we live in an extremely car dependent society here in the United States. Like, it is what it is. The bed was made for us. But for a good that you purchase, like, food falls into this weird category of being a good that you consume and a service that you are purchasing if you go to a restaurant. But it's like, that just, like, I guess if you want to kill your demand, sure. I don't eat, like, Wendy's isn't even that great. Like, it's fast food and it's fine, and I'll eat Wendy's and I don't like hate it, but
I do think they're one of the burger chains. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're no Burger King.
Yeah, on the scale of like
I do think McDonald's is hugely overrated.
I was gonna say on the scale between like McDonald's and Carl's Jr. or something like that, it's like they're in the middle.
Well, the problem is Carl's Jr. slash Hardee's. Around me, the franchises are have a history of bad sanitation.
Yeah.
So, don't really eat there. The local Burger King is pretty good.
Yeah, and
But I don't
I
even
think
have a local Wendy's. The local Wendy's is, like down in Charleston. A good like half hour, 45 minutes away.
Yeah, I have a local Wendy's, and I don't think in the almost 10 years I've lived in this town that I have ever chose Wendy's. Like if I'm with people and they're like, "Hey, we're gonna get Wendy's. Do you want some food?" And I want some food, then I'll get some. But I have never chosen to go to Wendy's completely of my own accord, despite working, just a few blocks away from a Wendy's and driving past it on a regular basis. I will go to either Burger King, Taco Bell, or Arby's, depending on what I'm in the mood for. And then McDonald's if my kid is with me, because like he's
McDonald's
nine.
has, yeah, McDonald's has the youth, right?
McDonald's, I will say, like, I mean, McDonald's is not great, but most stuff at like I always know what I'm gonna get wherever I go if I go to McDonald's, Like, they are the most consistent fast food chain in existence, I think. And it's consistently
Well, as long as
like,
it's not the ice cream machine.
well, that's consistently broken, but it's consistently like average to slightly below average. They've got a couple of items that I think are pretty good, like the I mean, McDonald's chicken nuggets are like in this weird category on their own because they're not like the best, but something about them to me is, I guess, nostalgia. And I think for a lot of people, it's like, oh yeah, it's chicken nuggets, happy.
McDonald's chicken nuggets is solely a device to get the dipping sauce into my face hole.
That's fair enough.
They serve no other purpose.
Yeah, but I do like the McDonald's chicken sandwiches. Like, I can't remember. You know, not like the McChicken.
The McCrispies?
Yeah, the crispy chicken sandwiches. I think those are pretty good. They're a solid option. McDonald's burgers have like a weird taste, like a weird aftertaste.
Well, for me, the Daily Double, which is their smaller hamburger that's slathered with mayonnaise, lettuce, and tomato. It has enough stuff on it that it covers the taste of the burger. Or lack thereof.
But,
and it's cheap.
Yeah. But anyways, you know, this is just another reason that I'm not going to voluntarily choose to go to Wendy's. And may resist going to Wendy's involuntarily. Granted, I don't think the Wendy's in my area could ever get, like, surge priced. I don't think I've ever seen three cars there at a time.
Now, it does make me wonder if there's going to be the reverse where, you know, if demand is way down, you're going to start seeing, you know, prices tick down.
That would be incredible, but absolutely not. Yeah. Of course they're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That would make me go to Wendy's if you made it cheap.
And if you could see on the app where the price is.
Yeah. That's one of, like, the price of the food and what state is my mental health in are pretty much the only two reasons I ever pick fast food. Like, if I'm, like, feeling down,
mm-hmm.
I'm hitting up Taco Bell.
I was saying I usually have Taco Bell, like, once a week. But then again, I work, like, you know, 2 minutes a walk away from a Taco Bell.
Yeah. So, if I'm feeling down, a little sad, a little depressed, Taco Bell, that's where we're going. Kids with me, I mean, you know, going to McDonald's if we're getting food. And then it's like, I've got two or three fast food apps, and it's, you know, who's got the best deal? Is there a deal going right now? Do I need some food that, like, this is better for me than, like, cooking at home? All right, who's got the best deal? It's never Wendy's. Wendy's never has good deals.
I don't even have their app loaded, so I can't even look to see what, you know, app exclusives they have. I will say Taco Bell has some amazing, like, reward point things going on.
Yeah.
I would say that they're probably one of the better ones on the reward system. But then again, yeah, Taco Bell stuff is pretty cheap overall, especially for fast food these days. But yeah, I mean, hang on, let me get this quote again because I clicked off of it.
Ooh, I've got two rewards. Speaking of the Taco Bell app, I went to look. 15% off a breakfast order and my fire tier reward.
Ooh, you're on fire.
I'm on fire.
Okay, so beginning as early as 2025, this is Wendy's CEO Kirk Tanner. We will begin testing a more advanced features like dynamic pricing and day part offerings, along with AI-enabled menu changes and suggestive selling. As we continue to show the benefit of this technology in our company-operated restaurants, franchisees' interest in digital menu boards should increase, further supporting sales and profit growth among the system.
Fuck you, Wendy's. Get out of here with this AI bullshit.
Well, that's just a buzzword for algorithm for this, I think.
I know, but still, fuck off with that shit.
Okay, now I gotta see just what is a Wendy's price where I am, because, right?
Yeah.
Biggie deals, this ought to be fun. It would help if Google didn't send me to the UK site. Whoops. I mean, this is getting people to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
In a bad way, I guess, yeah. Any press, right?
No such thing as bad publicity. At least that's the old marketing adage.
Yeah, which that is not really true. Okay, let's just go first thing on the menu. The pretzel baconator, right?
Okay.
Well, I have to click all the way through. Actually, it's not as expensive as I thought it would be, but $5.89 for it, but that's just the sandwich. I hate to even think, the local Wendy's is a couple blocks over from where I go to the con, the anime con in October. I hate to even think how much they would jack it up there.
Yeah.
It's usually fairly busy anyway, because it's like in the middle of town, so, all right. But it was getting slammed last time I was there. I felt really sorry for some of the workers there. And I think this is only going to make things worse for them. It's not going to reduce the workload. It's just going to make customers angry.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's going to be this extreme, but let's take just shy of $6 burger, you know? And, go through the drive-through. And suddenly, instead of a $6 burger, it's a $10 burger, you know? Because surge pricing. And that's probably not even an extreme example for some of the surge pricing ideas out there. I mean, Uber is ridiculous with it.
So, how much did you say your pretzel baconator was?
$5.89, I think.
Mm. According to my local Wendy's, the pretzel baconator is $8.49 plus tax.
Damn. I just went for the very first thing. Now we need to compare prices, right? Let's see. Let's just do oh god, that looks hideous. I'm sorry, I'm on the Wendy's site still. And I'm clicking through. I clicked on hamburgers and Dave's triple. It looks like a heart attack waiting to happen. And it's sitting next to the burger that's covered in bacon.
The baconator. Know? How much is your Dave's triple, since you just mentioned it?
Okay, well, I have to go all the way through the order process.
Oh, mine's got the prices on the... just like on it. $7.69 plus tax for the Dave's triple.
Hang on. But maybe it's because I'm not logged in, or
I'm not logged in either.
Or it's not detecting me. Okay. Or let me select my local one. That's the one over from the west side. Yeah, that's it. Okay, order delivery. I'm not actually going to go through the process. It's just... if I click on this, does it actually tell me the price? No? Okay, here it is. Dave's triple is $5.49. I had to go through a few options to get there. You there?
Yep. So, driving to West Virginia to get some Wendy's.
Pretty much.
No, that's a stupid idea on my part. All right, I'm closing the Wendy's site.
So I guess I'm bitching whenever I have the lower prices anyway, but it's kind of the principle of the thing, you know?
Yeah, it's still bullshit. It's still a bullshit thing.
I just feel sorry for the poor cashier having to explain the pricing. Because here's the other thing, all right? We understand what surge pricing is.
Oh, God, yeah. I just imagine explaining that to Sarah. Sarah goes to Wendy's, and she expects to pay $5 for something, and it's, I don't know, $6.50 on surge pricing. Well, why is this more expensive today? Well, ma'am, you're in high demand, experiencing surge pricing. Surge pricing? Well, what's that? That seems ignorant. Socialists these days. Kids these days ruining things. It's like, Sarah, it's your... It's your side of the aisle that's doing this.
And I'm also, if they do it per item, can you imagine how fun that's going to be for the poor cashier?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, oh, Frosties are in demand. Time to wrap up the price on those. Burgers are going crazy. All the burgers across the board are up. It just sounds like a recipe for somebody to get shot. And it might
yes.
be just, it just might be because I live in a red state and I see a lot of people that are assholes with guns. But I could just imagine somebody walking in, especially whenever if Wendy's continues having the posters that advertise the price, they walk in and it, you know, an item is like, yeah, good 25-30% higher. That's enough to set some of these assholes off.
Yeah.
Especially if they don't understand what surge pricing is and just the idea, the bullshit idea behind it, you know?
Yeah.
So, what's the over under on the time for we're going to see a shooting at Wendy's because, you know, somebody's pissed at surge pricing?
With first 30 days after surge pricing goes into effect.
Oh, you're going with that long?
Yeah. Maybe the one saving grace to buy the time for this one is that the places where those people are most likely to be are also the most likely to not experience surge pricing. Because they're all rural. There's nobody out here and nothing going on.
Yeah, but you're also looking at, you know, the amount of time it takes to get there and the price of gas, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's people that will drive miles and miles to save a penny on gas. You know, the illusion of the savings, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying here... wondering if there's going to be like some sort of tracking system or if it's just going to be surprise, the Wendy's that you're going to is suddenly experiencing surge pricing. And here's the other thing is that what if the surge pricing is all bullshit anyway? You know, you walk into Wendy's and only person there, sorry, we're experiencing surge pricing. Right?
Yeah. That brings up the old meme, like, excuse me, ma'am, this is a Wendy's. Alright. Are you ready? There's a yawn. Oh. Here goes the yawn.
Well, I'm bringing Audacity back up. So, okay. Woo, Fat Man Talk.
Woo.
It didn't even get to the Kellogg's shit going on. If we wanted more Fat Man Talk.
I didn't know what Kellogg's stuff was going on, but it is 10:30, so
yeah.
And I have to, unfortunately, I have to be back at work tomorrow.
How about that? So do I.
Yeah.
Okay, all set.
All right, ready to record in 3, 2, 1, record. And for the sync, 3, 2, 1, sync.
Sync. Yeah, I may have jumped the gun a little bit.
All right. Dates up there. Everything's up there. Okay, get it out of the way.
So anyway, what Kellogg's CEO said.
Yeah, if you wanna wrap up with that.
It says,
while I eat some
more people chips. Should eat cereal for dinner. Because times are tough.
Hmm.
The cereal category has always been quite affordable and intends to be a great destination when customers are under pressure. If you think about the cost of cereal for a family versus what they might otherwise do, that's going to be much more affordable. Mind you, this is the CEO of Kellogg's, so I'm not sure if you looked at the price of a box of Kellogg's lately. Right? They're not cheap.
Even if he did, like, I don't think he would understand, because there's that famous thing about, like, the rich person being like, what's a billionaire cost, or what does a banana cost? Like, $10? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Pull up the Walmart grocery app. What does a box of cornflakes cost?
Walmart's where you go grocery shopping.
Most of the time. I mean, that's what we got here in town. We've got another store that we go to look for stuff sort of before we do grocery shopping at Walmart called UGO. They're like a discount grocer. But, you know, there's no easy way to check what they have. The family size box of plain cornflakes is $5. Plus tax.
What size?
Family size, 18 ounces. The mega size, $6.28.
I don't have Kellogg's cornflakes in 18 ounce. And using store brand doesn't count because it's a Kellogg CEO.
Yeah. I mean, listed on the Walmart app is a 9.6 ounce box. I guess that's the regular box.
The only one I have on Kroger is 12 ounces. And that's $5.49.
I don't know. There's not a 12-ounce box listed on the Walmart app at all. I wonder if it's like one of those weird store proprietary things, because they do that.
Does, all right, how about Frosted Flakes?
Well, does the Kroger app give you the price per ounce?
I calculate. I'm on the website. I'm not on the app.
Okay. All right, I'll look up Frosted Flakes.
Although their website sucks. Ugh.
All right, they do have a 12-ounce box of Frosted Flakes listed.
Let's see if I have 12-ounce. I do. Okay, I do. Oh, God, that's a horrible value compared to the family-sized. Or the large size.
Right. 12-ounce box of Frosted Flakes, $3.68.
$4.49.
Works out to 30.7 cents per ounce.
37.4 cents an ounce. If I go for the better deal, which is the 17.3 ounce, well, I want to bet that was bigger back in the day, right?
Probably.
It's $5.79.
See, I don't have a 17.3 ounce box listed.
And that's 33 cents an ounce.
Frosted Flakes are cheaper than Corn Flakes at Walmart on the Walmart app. the mega size box is 20.5 cents per ounce. 30 ounces.
When I start to get up that size, I'm looking at like Malto meal. Which, don't get me wrong, I actually like Malto meal cereals.
I am not a cereal purist. Like, generally speaking, cereal is one of those products that the same factory makes the name brand and the non-name brand.
I could maybe tell a slight difference, but I have to have them literally next, one after the other.
Yeah.
Like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch versus Malto meal Cinnamon Toasty or whatever it's called. There's a slight less substantial cinnamon flavor. But it's very slight.
Yeah. I don't think I could tell the difference. Maybe on a few like more distinct cereals like that, but like, you know, Cheerios, Corn Flakes, Frosted Flakes, Frosted Mini Wheats. Like, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I do like breakfast for dinner, but it's not cereal. I'm like making a frittata or something, you know? Which, with the price of eggs, oh boy, right?
I can't tell you the last time I had cereal for dinner. I don't even know when the last time I had cereal was. I just don't eat cereal. I like cereal, but cereal has so many carbs in it. That's the calculation I have to do.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's, whenever I'm on day shift, I have about half an hour after I see Anita off to go, make myself something, eat, and then, start getting ready myself to catch the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So cereal is an easy way to do it, or some sort of frozen breakfast item. Like, Anita absolutely hates French toast. I don't get it. But she'll absolutely refuse to eat it. So the only way I can have French toast is if I'm getting frozen French toast. You know,
that's so weird.
Texture thing.
French toast isn't like my favorite in that sort of breakfast. It's not really pastry.
Mm-hmm.
But I like French toast. It's like, do you want some French toast? Yes, I would like some French toast. I'll probably make pancakes, but if you're making mm-hmm. French toast, I will happily gobble some of that down.
I do have a couple of recipes that are very intensive for pancakes, but also, keep a box of just baking mix to quickly whip up some. But French toast, it's a bit of more of an involved process. And for just me eating it, it just doesn't make sense.
Speaking of breakfast for dinner, that's what I'm making for my meal this week.
Oh, what are you making?
Frittatas.
Ah.
we've got access to eggs that are laying as opposed to having to buy them from the store. So my mom was like, I have 5 dozen eggs that are going to go bad in a couple weeks if they don't get used. I'm like, send them over here. We'll use them. So I'm making a few different ones. I'm going to make like a Southwestern style. Going to make something that's just kind of meat and cheese. Gonna.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had last week was a Southwestern frittata with biscuits. And I want to say like fried spam. Yeah, fried spam. Mostly because, you know, spam fried up is actually pretty damn good. Especially like the hickory smoked. Which I know, it's using liquid smoke in the process.
Meh.
But liquid smoke is still smoke.
Liquid smoke is still is fine. Purists who are like, you can't use that. It's not the same. Like, fuck off.
It's literally smoke suspended in water.
Yeah, it's fine. You don't have to defend yourself from me. I mean, I have ascended to the next level of dad by using my smoker all the time, but I'm not one of those people. But yeah.
Yeah, Anita gets weirded out by certain textures and combinations. Like, one of my favorite things for, like, a quick frozen breakfast is what I just jokingly call sticky pancakes. It's the, yeah, essentially corn dog, but, yeah, it's a breakfast sausage and pancake, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's so weirded out by it. She just goes, ew.
I'm tilting my head sideways.
She doesn't like breakfast sausage unless it's links and then it has to be very darkened. She doesn't like sausage patties. But if it's loose sausage, it works.
I mean, right? I can understand preferring a presentation. Like, I do think I prefer sausage links to sausage patties, but it's not a taste or a thing, anything. It's just like, I don't know. I like sausage links better. But
see, I like sausage patties better because you get more browning. It is a taste thing for me.
Yeah. But, you know, I will eat pretty much any food in any way that's presented to me. I am not picky.
As long as it doesn't have coconut.
Yeah, I don't really like coconut. I got a few other things I don't really like.
I hate coconut. I'm not sure if it's a genetic thing or what, but it just tastes like soap.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconut. Do-do-do-do. Oh, while we were sitting here chatting, I ate a snack. But I think it's time for me to send Craig to bed and then myself go to bed.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.